Good evening. It's 6 o'clock for WXPR News. I'm Miranda Vanderleest. The first bill aimed at preventing inmate abuses at the state's juvenile prisons is up for a vote at the Capitol. The Assembly is expected to give final legislative approval this afternoon to adding juvenile prison employees to the list of those required to report child abuse to law enforcement. The bill comes as the federal government investigates alleged inmate abuses by guards at the Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake juvenile institutions in Lincoln County. Also, the Assembly is scheduled to vote on making people take drug tests to obtain or keep spots in several state work programs. The lower house also plans to vote on bills to tighten penalties for convicted drunk drivers who get out of using ignition interlocks before starting their vehicles, and letting small robot delivery carts use sidewalks and street crossings to deliver things like groceries. And the state's technical college students are finding jobs, according to a report released this week. The Wisconsin Technical College System Board discussed a recent report of outcomes for 2016 graduates showing a 93% employment rate within 6 months of graduation. System spokesperson Connor Smith says grads are in demand.
Median annual salary for those earning an associate degree was $41,000. We also do a five-year follow-up of our graduates, and that most recent report showed 54% wage growth over that five-year period. Nicolet Area Technical College is one of five in Wisconsin that offer liberal arts transfer opportunities.
Smith says a portion of the 7% not employed are students who are continuing with liberal arts studies. Smith says a reason for the high employment rate is because the schools are closely tied to local employers, as there's a program advisory committee that helps shape curriculum.
So they have assurance that the graduates coming out know their equipment, know the competencies that are needed, regardless of what economic sector we're talking about, healthcare, manufacturing, agriculture. Those employers have confidence that our graduates are going to know exactly what they need.
Smith says information technology is a standalone career, but now crosses into most jobs. He says they are looking to bring more women into an IT career. A challenge is enrollment is relatively flat across a system that reflects Wisconsin's demographic change. Not as many young people are graduating from high school, along with a wave of baby boomer retirements that is causing a shortage of workers. May is Lyme Disease Awareness Month. Lyme's disease is a concern in northern Wisconsin and upper Michigan and can cause a variety of flu-like symptoms. Lyme's disease is an acute inflammatory disease caused by the bite of a tick infected with a bacteria and is spread through the bite of ticks. Ken Krall has more.
Oneida County Community Health Specialist Corey Zalazowski says people who leave their symptoms go and not get treatment can get very ill.
If you were to leave your Lyme disease untreated, infection can spread to the joints, the heart, and the nervous system. And it's diagnosed based on symptoms, physical findings, and the possibility of exposure to infected ticks.
First symptoms are usually flu-like and include fatigue, tiredness, joint and muscle pain, and also a characteristic rash. Late symptoms can take much longer to develop, weeks, months, or even years. Late symptoms may include fatigue, mental health issues, and arthritis, and other problems. In the United States, over the last few years, there has been a steady increase in the number of reported cases of Lyme disease. Zalazowski says there are ways to lower your chance of being bitten.
You should use insect repellent that contains 20 to 30% DEET. You should wear clothing that covers your body. You should take a shower as soon as you can after coming indoors. You should always check your body for ticks. Ticks can hide under the armpits, behind the knees, in the hair, in the groin area. And then you should put your clothes in the dryer on high heat for 60 minutes to kill any remaining ticks.
Zalazowski says while the symptoms mimic the flu, there is often a characteristic rash that is unique to Lyme disease. Officials say tell your medical service provider about your possible exposure to ticks. Ken Krall, WXPR News.
And your forecast for tonight, a 40% chance of rain showers, foggy skies, otherwise mostly cloudy skies, lows around 43 degrees. Tomorrow, a chance of rain showers in the morning time with areas of fog, otherwise partly sunny by the afternoon time with highs near 62 degrees. That's your news for this Wednesday evening. Stick around for Northwoods Cafe here on WXPR. For WXPR News, I'm Miranda Vanderleest.